welcome back to the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. Before we jump into the episode, man, I want to give a shout out to my man, OG Black. Make sure y'all go run his numbers up. Stream his music. It's available on all platforms. That's OG Black. Had him on the episode. Had him on my last episode, dope interview. If you missed that one, go check it out. And again, man, go run his numbers up. He'll be back on the platform. Salute, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely appreciate you chopping it up with me. We here, though, man. I'm back in my chair. Back at my desk, back at the mic, back in the cave, you know what I mean? Talk my talk and do what I do, man. Make sure y'all go on Apple. Make sure y'all rate. Make sure y'all drop a like, drop a comment, drop anything, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to push me up into the algorithms, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to grow this thing. It don't cost you no bread, man. You know what I'm saying? So if you listen to this, just know it don't cost you no bread to put somebody onto the podcast. It's free. You know what I mean? It's free. We 2 days off of Halloween, man. I went trick-or-treating by accident, man. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even plan to go trick-or-treating this year, you know? It was raining where I'm at. So we was like, yo. And the crazy thing is, I haven't took the kids trick-or-treating in like 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Last year was the COVID situation. And then before that, I think it rained or something like that. So it's been like 2 or 3 years, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's been like 2 or 3 years since we did the whole trick-or-treat thing, you know. The plan was to go get some snacks, get a bunch of stuff to bake, Halloween snacks, and, you know, order some pizza and watch some movies, man. But, you know, again, like I said, man, Halloween, man, did y'all see any cracked eggs on the ground? Did y'all see any houses with toilet paper in the yard, man? Did your doorbells go off crazy? And then when you open the door, nobody was there, man. Is these things still going on Halloween? I didn't see any of that where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see any of that where I'm at. Like I said, we had planned to just stay in the crib, man. But, you know, like I said, it was raining. So we went to the store, got a whole bunch of snacks and shit. By the time we came back, it stopped raining. Like, when we got back home, it wasn't raining no more. And it was like Halloween time was just starting. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take my son and my daughter. We're gonna go. Let's go around our neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? That was the plan. I said, we're gonna go around our neighborhood and then you know, we'll go in the crib and order some pizza. We'll go get some pizza and you know, watch movies, eat snacks, have a night. So we went around our neighborhood. Then I was like, you know what? All right, come on, we'll go around the next neighborhood too. So we went around the next neighborhood. Then I'm like, all right, you know what? We're just going to go to our normal spot. You know what I'm saying? Which is not far from where we live. It's by my kid's school. You know what I'm saying? Which is not far. So we went there too. And they got a bag full of candy. You know what I mean? So I took them around there, got a bag full of candy. You know what I'm saying? Then we went home and... Then I went and got the pizza. Now, I did get shook. I thought somebody was bringing it back. I thought somebody was bringing it back, man. I thought somebody was going retro on me because when I went to pick the pizza up, I'm coming home. I seen a group of people out dressed in all black. Everybody had black on. It was like, I don't know, maybe 7, 8 of them, some type shit. You know what I'm saying? And I slowed down. Now, mind you, I slowed down before I even got up. It's like a crowd of people. And the road we was on was kind of dark. I'm like, eh, I don't trust these niggas. And I kind of slowed down, but I ain't stopped. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I was prepared to hop out. You know what I'm saying? I would have respected it, but I would have still like, yo, the fuck? I mean, I would have had to say something. I would have respected it because it's Halloween and I know, you know what I'm saying? I used to be one of them. So I was shook. I was like, this gonna be tricky, right? So I rolled my window down. So I'm thinking like, you know, maybe they see me come through and they like, you know what I mean? So I kind of rolled my window down and I slowed down, but I still drove, but I kept it at a speed to where it's like, if you look in the car, you can notice the driver type situation. So, you know, luckily they wasn't on that type of time, but I did was like, oh, they about to bring it back. Like, I just knew it, man. I was the only car. It was a bunch of people out there. I'm like, yo, they about to tear this shit up. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew what it was. If this was back in my younger days, I knew what it was. You know what I'm saying? I knew what it was. But they ain't do it, and you know what I'm saying? I kept it pushing, but yeah, man, that was something, man. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, I ain't see no eggs on the ground. I ain't see no toilet paper in nobody's yard, and ain't nobody come to ring my doorbell all crazy. So I don't know what's going on with Halloween. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, you know, another thing, man, you know, I wanted to do an episode, right? And just talk about, like, having one foot in the streets and, you know, one foot in, like, the music industry and shit like that. 'Cause we all know that you can't do both, but yet people try to do both. You know what I'm saying? It's really impossible to do. If you are trying to make it in music, or if you get a name in music, man, you got to cut certain people out and you got to move a certain way. It just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You not going back to your neighborhood where you got all that drama at. That don't make you soft. That don't make you less of a man. That makes you smart. I'm over here now. And honestly, if you could dead the beef, dead it. Fuck it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we got to come to a point to where we got to start thinking smart. We got to start thinking wisely, man. You know, I don't know who the OGs is around people. I don't know none of that. You know what I'm saying? But, like, if you making a name for yourself in a public platform, in a public eye as a rapper or whatever it is, you can't be still in the hood running and trying to shoot shit up and, you know, getting into a bunch of drama. It's not going to work out for you. It's not going to work out for you. Now, another thing, if you got a bunch of drama, try and piece that shit up, man. Yo, look, I'm off that. I'm on this. That don't mean you got to be cool with niggas. That don't mean nothing. Y'all could go y'all way. I'm going to go my way. You know what I mean? But I do understand that certain things can't be mended and certain things can't, you know, be worked over that easy. That's fine. But, man, we got to stop just throwing talent away, man. We got to stop throwing y'all careers away because y'all still want to be in the streets or y'all still being tied to certain shit. You know, like, you ain't even got to be in the street, but if you want to be in the hood and you ain't even got to be involved in the activities, but if the feds is building the case and the people that they watching, you always around because you always in the hood keeping it real, you're going to be tied into that case, whether you physically has something to do with the situation or not. You're going to be tied to that case just for the simple fact of the publicity, just for the simple fact of the face, the name, and the association. They're going to put you on that case as well. And the only thing you're doing is chilling in the hood, trying to keep it real with your people. Sometimes that shit ain't worth it, man. Get you and your people and take them out the hood. Then y'all ain't got to be in the hood. You know what I'm saying? And we got to get smarter, man. Like, we got to just move a different way, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure, you know, y'all all heard about the Takeoff situation. And, you know, it's very unfortunate. It's unfortunate that happened. You know what I'm saying? I don't fully know the details of it. You know, I heard dice game, heard basketball game. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it was, man, it wasn't that deep to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't think nobody should lose their life over a game, you know. Whether it's, I'm not a gambler, you know. I don't do the dice like that. Like, I do it for fun, whatever the case. But I'm just that type of person that I won't be mad over no dice. You know, I would never be mad enough to pull a gun on someone over dice or whatever the case. If I got M's in my bank, man, I'm lose a few racks on the dice, man. It is what it is. I'll get mine back another time. Like, we'll play again. I got M's in the bank. Like, I'm straight. You know what I mean? So I just feel like, you know, and a lot of times too, that people get into position and they, you know, they got the people around them and everybody's so eager to prove something. So everybody, you know, so eager to move off emotions. Everybody's so eager to just take it to that level. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to start having some real level-minded heads around us as well as people that's going to move out. I'm not against protecting yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know, your people's is going to protect you. You know, that's what they're there for, and I understand that. But at the same time, we got to make sure our people's is level-headed as well. You know what I'm saying? We can't just be around a bunch of 10 hothead niggas that's just going to flash out over any little thing. That's just not a good situation. Not for them, not for you, not for nobody. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to put you in harm's way. They could put themselves in harm's way. They could put others in harm's way. You know what I'm saying? And never, it's never just one person affected. It's you. It's the other people. And then it's your family. It's the other people's family. You know what I'm saying? So it's okay to move with some level-minded people that's going to say, oh, wait, I see this before it even happened. And yo, you know what? Look, man, I don't like this energy. Niggas is on this type of time. We out of here. Fuck that money. Leave that on the ground. Y'all got that. I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need those type of OGs that can see it before it pop. And yo, nah, this is what we doing. We out. And I know, I understand that that can't be the situation for all things, but, you know, we have to have that awareness of saying, like, yo, you know what? This ain't it. You know what I mean? This ain't the move. I don't know why. Like, I'm not too concerned with being hood. I'm not too concerned with being in the trenches and all that. You know what I'm saying? We grew up in the hood. We done seen this and seen that and been through this and been through that, man. You want to get yourself into position to live a better life and not have to worry about being in the hood and doing this, all this other extra shit. Like, I ain't got to go to the hood. Why I got to go to the hood? You know what I'm saying? I got my peoples with me, got my family with me. Why I got to go to the hood? I did that. The whole point was to get to this point where I can get out the hood. So you mean to tell me I'm going to go and accumulate all this money and just to go back into the hood? Like, nah, we used to talk about getting out the hood. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, come on, man, we got to do better. We have to do better, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, unfortunately, somebody's life was lost. I'm not here to judge anyone or I don't know no situation. I'm just speaking overall about violence and just, like, I just wish that we was more level-minded before we took it to that level. Let's have a conversation, man. A conversation can dead a lot of shit before it escalates, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit. But again, people be too high, too drugged up, too drunk, too cool, too much ego. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. We can't be too much gangster that we can't pull a nigga to the side. Like, yo, look, my nigga, yo, come here, man. Yo, look, man. You know what I'm saying? And I know people probably say, yo, it's easier said than done, but is it? Because if you're a real man and you stand on something, then you know, like, ain't nothing wrong with me saying, yo, my nigga, yo, come here, man, let me holler at you, yo. Yo, look, man, I see this shit escalating. Yo, you cool, we good, because I'm not trying to take it there with you over this. You know what I'm saying? So we straight, all right? You know what I'm saying? If it's escalating, let's just chill, and then let's try and reconvene at another time. Like, men need to start talking to men at the end of the day. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, man. If you a man, then you should be able to talk to another man about whatever it is, whatever your situation is, whatever your problem is at the end of the day, nigga. Yo, before it get to that level. You know what I'm saying? Step off. Yo, my man, look, come here. Yo, look, let me holler. Yo, come here, let me holler at you. Yo, look, man, the energy seem like it's about to be something. You know what I'm saying? I see your people's getting rowdy. Like, we straight. Let's calm our people's down before this shit be a whole nother thing and we out here supposed to have fun, man. You know what I'm saying? We young black millionaire niggas. We out here living the dream, man. Let's calm our people down. Let's me and you calm our energy down. Let's have fun, man. This shit ain't about nothing. If you win, you win. If I win, I win. It is what it is. We caked up. This ain't about nothing. Men need to talk to men. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that. So And you know, that's just my take on the situation, man. You know, like I said, man, rest in peace to Takeoff. And, you know, it's definitely an unfortunate situation, man. You know, definitely an unfortunate situation. And, you know, we gotta do better, man, as far as just being aware, man, conscious of, you know, our actions, man. We don't have to resort to violence over every little thing, man. You know, I know a lot of niggas is out here desensitized to it, but, man, we gotta do better, man. Yo, you know what? Doubling back to Halloween, right? I seen something on Instagram. Damn, man, what was they? I think they was in like Utah or something, man. But it was like a couple teenage boys, white boys, teenage white boys, and they had blackface on, and they was dressed as escaped prisoners. And then, you know, they had the white girls and a couple of dudes was guards and shit. So the whole thing was they was chasing an escaped prisoner. My nigga, white people break out of jail too. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I see shit like that, like, I be mad at the parents. I be mad at the parents, yo. You understand what I'm saying? Like, on some real shit, I be mad at the parents because the kids is getting that shit from the parents. These kids was high schoolers. You know what I'm saying? And they always do this where there's no black people around. They in Walmart somewhere. Clearly not, it's probably not one black person that was in that whole entire store. They walking around Walmart in blackface, yo. Somebody recorded them like, yo, this is foul, what you doing? Y'all gonna not be able to go to college, all this shit. And it was like, oh, I dropped out in high school, like making a joke about it. Like, you know, they, you know, it was like some racist shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, shit like that, man, if... Like, I look at that shit and I said, damn, man, your parents must be some real assholes, man. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all assholes. So I know your parents is, like, bigger assholes because y'all are, like, mini assholes. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit got me tight because just to see the ignorance, just to see the fucking ignorance, man, it makes you that mad. And it's like, yo, y'all niggas is teenagers, man. I don't even want to do nothing to y'all. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, I'm the type that, like, I'd have probably been like, yo, if your pops was here, I wish I could, I smack the shit out your pops. You know what I mean? For leading you down this road. Because that shit is foul, yo. You know what I mean? And I don't even condone violence and shit. But that racist shit, man, and the way they was, like, laughing and shit, it's like, yo, my nigga, you know there's poor white people, and you do know that white people escape prison too, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know that any stigma or any type of thing you could put on the black people that other nationalities and races have the same issues and problems, right? For the most part. Crime is crime, yo. You think, oh, it's just black people that just gets locked up, motherfucker? Yeah, we might be the most in the system, but we also are the most framed, you know what I'm saying? The most unfair tried and all that. So it ain't just that we just do the most shit. A lot of us get railroaded into that system. You know what I'm saying? That'd be the problem. A lot of us get railroaded into the system. And you got these goofballs walking around fucking Walmart till I come there and smack your motherfucking head down aisle 7, and then y'all want to lock me up and take me to jail. You know what I mean? Shit like that, man. They should have... I wish that a group of fucking black kids walked in there and was like, yo, whoa, 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 whoa. And made them take that shit off on camera. Fuck even putting hands on them. Because they scary. They scary, man. You know they scary. You ain't even got to put no hands on it because I don't want nobody getting arrested or nothing. I don't advocate for violence. But make them take... Man, take, yo, go in the bathroom and take that shit off. You know what I'm saying? Either you going to... Look, man. You got two choices. You either going to... One, you going to go in the bathroom right now and you going to come out... And you're gonna go in the bathroom, you're gonna take that shit off, or I'm gonna smack you in your face until it come off. You pick. You know what I'm saying? Bet you them niggas would have walked their ass up into that bathroom. And I don't even advocate for violence, but it's just the threat of it to make them think you're gonna do it. Because again, the moment you really do put your hands on them, who going to jail? You. You going to jail. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, damn, man, we live in a weird ass world, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, that's really what I wanted to come on here and chop it up with y'all about, man. Honestly, I just wanted to come up here and just talk about, like, you know, like I said, man, we got to do better as far as leaving the streets, man. You know, a lot of these guys, they get this opportunity to come in the music business and get out the game, man. You know, and I know a lot of them been in this shit before they got into the game, but at the same time, sometimes you got to know when to fully step out, man, and step away. You know what I'm saying? And if you got some real street drama going on, maybe you should just avoid that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Go move away, man, and get your money and just do your thing. I don't know scary shit, but just on some grown ass man shit, just on some, you know what, I'm doing something different now. And I know they on this type of time, I'm going to defend myself, but I ain't going to put myself in a position to where I'm going to need to defend myself. I'm going to move right. I'm going to avoid the situation. I'm going to stay over here. I'm going to do my thing. And then if we could reconcile at whatever point, then maybe we could. If not, then maybe we don't. But like I said, I'm going to hold mine down as a man, but I'm going to step off over here and I'm going to do my thing. All that staying in the hood, showing the hood you got money and, yo, I'm a real nigga. I could go back to my hood. They can't come to their hood and all this, man. That shit for the birds, man. That shit ain't about nothing. That shit ain't about nothing. Only thing that shit is a conspiracy because you got the bag. And when the cops come looking, they going to look. Oh, yeah, such and such. He be always around here. Okay, yeah, such and such from the TV. Okay, cool. All right, bet. Now they want to analyze your lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to make yourself hot. And you want to put yourself on their radar. You know what I'm saying? It's never worth it, man. It's never, never worth it. So, yeah, man, it's going to be a short episode. Just wanted to come up here, bust it up, man. Again, man, salute to OG Black, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and you know, it's funny because I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast and the dude Ice, man. Last week I was going to play this song, but I had OG Black on. So we did, we played his song called, his single called 9 to 5. We played that on the joint. Cause remember I said I'm going to start playing music on the pod and shit. So Ice, the dude Ice from the Joe Budden podcast, man, he ended up playing the joint that I was going to play last week. But I'm going to still play it anyway, you know what I mean? Because it's the Retro Rick podcast. So I'm going to close out with this joint, man. Let me get myself situated. Let me make sure my Bluetooth is connected to my Rodecaster. You know what I'm talking about? Let me make sure I'm locked in. Okay, I'm locked in there. Now, this joint is called, this is by RJ Mr. LA, man. This joint is called Corner House. Now, I seen RJ on the LA Leakers freestyle. He went crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a fan of like listening to music and getting, you know, where you from. You know what I mean? Like I'm an 80s baby. So I come up in the 90s where when you listen to music from somebody from the East Coast, you're like, oh yeah, they from the East Coast. Or they from the South. Or they from LA or they from over here. Like I miss when music had its own identity as opposed to everybody sounding the same. You know what I mean? So, again, you listening to RJ, man. RJ, Mr. L.A., then it say it in the title. You sound like L.A. You know what I'm saying? This joint is fire. It's called, the project is called Ronald Brown Jr. You know what I mean? That's the name. Rodney Brown Jr., excuse me. The project name is Rodney Brown Jr. The song is called Corner House. And let's get into it.
They watch my drip, take my splash, I'm a cannonball. I got that stick, I might just up it like an Adderall. Getting paid to make 50 off my catalog. I be dogging all these bitches that be catting off. The tabloids talking shit, bringing drama now. The street said I got 4 baby mamas now. They don't never got the truth, it's all watered down. I put the muzzle on the roof and shoot without a sound. I got some solid girls that's gon' hold it down. They ain't gon' spark up no shit when I'm out of town. I'm a nigga now, I came up the hard way. Can't be in LA without hearing RJ.
Hey, I remember I used to live in the corner house. On 89th and Normandy, they used to point me out. Music banging at the stoplight while we going out. I done seen and did it all in that corner house.
Cracks on, we threw packs out.
I done seen and did it all in that corner house.
Cracks on, we threw packs out.
We done seen and did it all in that corner house.
Cracks on, we threw packs out.
I done seen it, did it all in that corner house.
Straps on cracks on weed from packs out.
We done seen it, did it all in that corner house.
Ay, reflecting back was too poor to go shopping. Now we blowing racks, wardrobe don't fit my closet. Yeah, we was in that corner spot out of pocket. Robbed a plug for a profit, me and T-Lo stayed locking. We had the same birthday, with just a different optic. 2 years apart, so we didn't realize it. I went to high school with Big Nino, we both comments. Seen him put a nigga to sleep though, with no conscience. No socializing, tight grill without the barbecue. Lemmy and my brother was friends, but they argue too. Like brothers always do. Who in the car with you? I was in that corner building, nigga apartment. Too. Glock 19 stick like a 40. 42. Squeeze on him, get the pillin' like it's orange juice. Hit a killer in his body, knock his arms loose. Made it through some long nights, but a short fuse.
Hey, I remember I used to live in the corner house. On 89th and Normandy, they used to point me out. Used to bangin' at the stoplight while we going out. I done seen and did it all in that corner house.
Cracks on, we threw packs out.
I done seen and did it all in that corner house.
Cracks on, cracks on, we threw packs out.
We done seen and did it all in that corner house.
Cracks on, cracks on, we threw packs out.
I done seen it, did it all in that corner house. We done seen it, did it all in that corner house.
I'm on 89 and Norman. Die, meet me at the corner. I'm on 89 and Norman.
That was, RJ, Mr. L.A., man, Corner House off the Rodney Brown Jr. Album. Fire, man. I like that joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, that make me feel like L.A. You know what I mean? That sound like L.A. That's that. I like that. I like that. But yeah, man, we here. It's the Retro Rick Podcast. I'm back in the building. So, you know, if you're listening to this, please put people on, man. It don't cost you nothing to support. It's free. You know what I'm saying? Go tell somebody about the podcast, man. You know what I'm saying? If you never left a review on Apple, you know what I mean? Please do that. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get pushed up into the algorithms, trying to grow my platform even more. It's growing, but I want to grow it even faster. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely appreciate that. And yeah, man, that's about it. I'm going to sign off, you dig? You understand? I'm out.